Hi, this is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions. Please take a moment to subscribe to, as well as share this podcast with someone that you know. Now, are you ready for the journey? Then let's go. Hey family, what is going on? Thank you for joining me again for the follow-up episode number 3. Welcome to Empowerment Sessions. This is Philip Super, and I am excited to have you on board and just to have you in the conversation of empowerment. I want to thank everybody who has definitely been my inaugural audience and joining in with the conversation as we talked about empowerment and how that it covers so many aspects of life and how it is situated and or can be found in just about every arena and situation which we experience. And so today, man, I'm just so excited to follow up with this conversation to continue it and keep it going. So, you know, today there's so many thoughts that I had wanted to discuss in reference to empowerment. And trust me, we're going to talk about so many things. There's so many things that definitely we want to talk about. But I want to start with empowerment and understanding just the clarity of what it means to be empowered and the significance of it today. I think it's an easy thing to assume that everyone knows what it means to be empowered. But I think, you know, when we talk about empowerment, it's about recognizing and it's about understanding its significance and its presence or the lack thereof in our day-to-day lives and just how essential it is. Empowerment is something that I believe when we have it, you know, we have an internal checks and balance that allows us to know when we are empowered. There's a feeling that comes over you when you're empowered. You feel equipped. You feel enabled. You feel powerful. And we talk about empowered, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, empowered. And we think about that E-M and just think about how it is an eternal sense, an internal source, an internal feeling. It's within. And a lot of times, we think that empowerment is going to be from something external. It's going to be something that we ourselves have to be given by other people. And in certain instances, it does. But what you have to realize is that the external is in response to what's internal. And you can't forget that. It's always a response to what's internal. And so what you find is that empowerment starts within the heart, within the mind, within the way that we view ourselves, the way and that we see ourselves as being. In other words, if you don't believe that you deserve to have power, that you're capable of it, if you don't demonstrate it from within, it's not going to be attractive. Its power won't be an enablement won't be attracted to in a sense, those low frequencies that you are sending out based off of what is really within you. And so it has to be an internal sense of knowing. There has to be an internal sense of knowing. And knowing is not just enough. There has to be a confidence in the knowing, an inner faith, belief in knowing who you are. When you think about the person who is highly talented and choose an area, but yet don't have the confidence to know that they are. The talent inside of them is yearning for exposure. That gift and those abilities inside of that person are yearning to be used are yearning to be manifested. They're yearning for that moment and opportunity to be developed and to be shown and to have a healthy attention that will nourish it. And that becomes a burning desire within that person. It's up to that person to take a step of faith and step up to the challenge of answering that inner yearning, that inner cry. And when that person believes in themselves enough, believe in what's in them enough to take the step to move in that knowing, to move in that belief, then the external begins to respond. And that moment of believing enough to take action is the proof of their empowerment. They begin to now recognize the more movement, the more action that they take, the greater the sense of empowerment. And that is amazing. So many times in life, we handicap ourselves by having expectations for things around us to move and to shift without shifting our beliefs about ourselves, without acting on the beliefs about ourselves. And that is putting the cart before the horse. There's no way that it's going to move like you want it. There's no way it's going to shift until you shift. So if there's something that we could say about this session, it is that empowerment begins within. It is a proven fact. And oftentimes you may have heard it said before, but have you consciously taken that thought and taken it captive in your mind to really let it resonate? So that in every moment of your life where you feel or you wrestle with results, you go back to ground zero and ask yourself, do I believe in my ability to create the results? What is proof that I believe? Because your belief is the empowerment. And what you will find as well is that when you step out in your inner truth, that you know this is inside of me, this is inside of me, and I believe it, and I know that although it is here, it may take a moment to develop it. It may take a moment to manifest it, but it's here. And so I'm going to take the steps needed and are necessary. Once you do that, there's always a confirmation around the door, around the curve, there's always something in which your world will begin to confirm it, whether it's haters, people that are adverse against you, whether it's people that recognize it because of the actions and then begin to confirm it by saying, wow, I see this in you. Or whether it's, as some people like to say, the universe responding to you through opportunities and networking and connections that otherwise would have never taken place without you taking the action. But that is an external response to an internal shift. So the takeaway for today is that empowerment begins within. So whatever you face this week, whatever oppositions, whatever projects, whatever tasks that you find yourself facing, understand that empowerment begins within. So don't expect the world to change and you haven't shifted within. Don't expect things to work in your favor and you haven't shifted within. You haven't solidified your belief about who you are, where you are, and what you are empowered, what you are capable of doing. Examine yourself, look within yourself, and understand that when God spoke in the beginning, according to Genesis chapter 1, he didn't reach for anything external. Within, he began to speak his vision. He began to speak his dream. He began to speak what he had planned for the world to be. And the Bible responds by saying, and God said. God, even in his saying, acted. And as a result of his action, the Bible says that what he said began to manifest. So my challenge to you is to look within and understand that empowerment begins within. It's going to require a mental shift in some areas. It's going to require you to challenge the belief system that you have. Maybe there are areas where you thought that you weren't sufficient in because of X, Y, and Z, but in reality, you are sufficient in because you have everything you need. You have the seed. You have the seed. It just needs developing. It just needs coaching. It just needs guidance. It just needs mentorship. It needs wisdom. It needs experience. You have it. And the other things come once you begin to put action with the belief in what you have. It's a great conversation. We'll pick this up next week. Make sure you share this with somebody. And for those of you who are first time joining and first time listening, send me some comments. You'll be able to send me comments, or you can email me at bookingphillip@gmail.com. You can go to the website, which is always associated here in the link, and give me some feedback. I want to know how this registers to you, and I want to know in your implementation, what have you found? All right. So, hey, this is Philip Subu with Empowerment Sessions, and just encouraging you to look within, because that's where your empowerment starts. All right. Hey, thanks again for joining with me on this podcast. And I hope that you have taken the time to subscribe as well as to share it with somebody else. Today, we had a great time just talking about what it means to be empowered, understanding that it is within us and not externally. Everything externally is a response of our beliefs within. So, hey, I look forward to seeing you next time. As always, this is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions, helping you become who you've always meant to be.